Class 6, poisons, poison inhalation hazards, and infectious substances. Class 6 materials and substances include poisons, poison inhalation hazards, and infectious substances, Figure 24.193. Poisonous materials are known to be toxic to humans. Avoid contact with these materials, Figure 24.194. Inhalation hazards are toxic vapors that can be lethal if inhaled. These materials can be extremely dangerous at hazmat incidents because they can travel great distances and harm or kill anyone who breathes them, Figure 24.195. Infectious substances and biohazards are materials that have the potential to cause disease in humans or animals. Infectious materials are typically shipped in small containers, so there is no placard for them, only a label. A biohazard label is used for large and small quantities of regulated medical waste. The secondary hazards of Class 6 materials are toxic hazards, chemical hazards from toxic and/or corrosive products of combustion, thermal hazards, heat, from substances transported in molten form, thermal hazards, heat, from flammability and fires. Class 7, radioactive materials. Radioactive materials cannot be detected with the senses, Figure 24.196. While Class 7 placards and labels can indicate that radioactive materials are present, without specialized monitoring and detection equipment, it is not possible to determine if a container is actually emitting radiation. It is impossible to tell if radiation is involved in an incident, such as a terrorist attack, where no placards or labels are evident. Small packages of radioactive materials must be labeled on two opposite sides, with a distinctive warning label. Each of the three label categories: radioactive white eye, radioactive yellow 2, radioactive yellow 3, bears the unique trefoil symbol for radiation. Class 7 radioactive 1, 2 and 3 labels must always contain the following additional information, Figure 24.197. Isotope name, Figure 24.198. Radioactive activity. Radioactive 2 and 3 will also provide the transport index, TI, which indicates the carrier's degree of control during transportation. The number in the transport index box indicates the maximum radiation level may assured in MREM/HR, at 1 meter from the surface of the package. Packages with the radioactive I label have a transport index of 0. Table 24.16 provides the US DOT's Class 7 unique labels, definitions, and examples, 49 CFR 173.403/2017. Note, items placarded as radioactive 2 and 3 have a maximum allowed TI rating of 50 MREM/HR at 1 meter. Class 8 corrosives. Corrosives are either a liquid or solid that cause full thickness destruction of human skin at the site of contact within a specific period of time, or a liquid that has a severe corrosion rate on steel or aluminum, Figure 24.199. Corrosives can also cause a fire or an explosion if they come in contact with other materials because their corrosive actions can generate enough heat to start a fire. Some can react with metal to form explosive hydrogen gas. Different types of corrosives, acids and bases, can react violently when mixed together or when combined with water. The primary hazards of Class 8 materials are chemical, toxic, thermal and mechanical. Some examples include chemical hazards such as chemical burns, toxic hazards due to exposure via all routes of entry into a body, thermal hazards, heat, including fire, caused by chemical reactions generating heat, mechanical hazards caused by bleeds and violent chemical reactions. Class 9, miscellaneous hazardous materials. A miscellaneous dangerous good is a material that, Figure 24.201, has an anesthetic, noxious, or other similar property that could cause distraction or discomfort to crew members during transportation. Is a hazardous substance or a hazardous waste. Is an elevated temperature material. Is a marine pollutant. Miscellaneous dangerous goods will primarily have thermal and chemical hazards. For example, elevated temperature materials may present some thermal hazards, and polychlorinated biphenyls, PCBs, are carcinogenic. However, hazardous wastes may present any of the hazards associated with the materials in normal use. Canadian placards, labels, and markings Transport Canada, TC, and the Dangerous Goods Act govern transportation placards, labels, and markings in Canada. Like the US HMR, the Dangerous Goods Act is based on the UN recommendations and, therefore, is very similar. The 9 hazard classes in both documents are identical. Table 24.17 provides Canadian placards, labels, and markings divided by class. There are some differences, however, between Canadian and US placards, labels, and markings such as the following. Most Canadian transport placards do not have any signal words written on them. Labels and markings may be in both English and French. Canada requires a unique placard for anhydrous ammonia and inhalation hazards. Radiation placard may have the 4-digit UN number. Mexican placards, labels, and markings. Like Canada and the US, Mexican transportation placards, labels, and markings are based on the UN recommendations and have the same hazard classes and subdivisions. In fact, Canadian and Mexican placards and labels are virtually the same, although Mexico does not recognize the inhalation placard. Because international regulations authorize the insertion of text, other than the class or division number, in the space below the symbol, as long as the text relates to the nature of the hazard or precautions to be taken in handling, placards and labels in Mexico may have text that is in Spanish, figure 24.202. Likewise, information provided on markings is likely to be written in Spanish. English-speaking first responders in Mexico or along the U.S./Mexican border should familiarize themselves with the more common Spanish hazard warning terms such as peligro, danger,